Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyat D'Shemaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are in the first parak, in the fifth parak, in the first halacha, B'Siyat D'Shemaya. This is the eighth Shir, and we went on a tremendous mahalach. We've seen until now in the flows. Rabos Gedolos V'Atzumos Mitaretz Hashem, and now we're continuing. We had a kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. Why did the Rambam omit the din of the Mu'utei Akam Delo Leisu Alayhu, that it's only a Melchemes Rishus? You see in the Gemara that a preemptive strike is only considered a Melchemes Rishus, not a Melchemes Mitzvah. Why did the Rambam omit that? Also, we had a stira minei ubei mimenu ubo b'divrei HaRambam, that in the Reisha, when the Rambam was talking about the Melchemes Mitzvah, he omits the preemptive strike. And Memela, since he omits the preemptive strike, it must be the preemptive strike's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. In the Sefer, when he talks about Melchemes Rishus, the Rambam also omits preemptive strike. Rambam writes other things. Mashma, preemptive strike to protect yourself is a Melchemes Mitzvah. So we have a stira the Rambam, minei ubei mimenu ubo, from the Reish and the Sefer, as we mentioned in a previous shir. So we can answer the question as follows. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the kevan shenis boir shemitzat hatzola atzma einaf gamina bein asu alon lebein asinan alayhu. We saw in the previous shiurim that when it comes to hatzola, there's no nafgamina between where they came upon us, where we're protecting ourselves, or where we're making a preemptive strike to protect ourselves. Either way, there's a hatzala, but you can't obligate people to do that hatzala because you don't have to endanger yourself for someone else. If it was just as far as the hatzala is concerned, you don't have to endanger yourself for someone else, as we saw. But mitzad hatzala, as far as protecting, there's protection when it comes to preemptive strikes, and there's protection, of course, when it comes to being attacked, when we're being attacked. So there's no nafkamina between them. There's a hatsala. Elisha kanal milchemes mitzvah lo habe machmas zeh, but as we saw, that is not what defines it as a milchemes mitzvah. Shein zeh elba milchama greide. In order for it to be a milchemes mitzvah, it has to have a gedorah v'milchama. And what do we say that gedorah v'milchama is? That they're attacking us. And there, by definition, it's milchamadik. Or milchemes amalek and shiva amimin, which the Torah defines as a milchama. So it has to be a matzav of milchama. Only a matzav of milchama is a mitzvah to fight. But now when we're creating that matzav of milchama, that's not a matzav of milchama to start with. So it's not a milchemes mitzvah, as we discussed at length. So ein achinami, there's no nafkamina between protection and preemptive strike. But that doesn't make it. But that doesn't mean it's a milchemes mitzvah. So that's only because milchemes is only a milchama grede. Avogabi melech, sheikar tafkido lemilchama ulahogin al amoy. But when it comes to a king, that the primary task of the king is to wage wars, is to protect his nation. Vasher yetzei vasher yavoy, as we see in the pasuk, we had a beautiful shir on this, that the king's job is to wage war, to come and go before them. That's the king's tafkid. The Rambam writes earlier 2:6. That the job of the king is to come and go with the needs and the benefit of the people. Ayin shem divrei Rambam. And please listen to our shiurim in the Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchos Malachim, that we invested so much time and energy in. You don't have to listen, but be gevaldik. I think you'll benefit. Like you'll benefit from the king. Not that I'm the king. But not you attach Shavamina. But Zev Vade Chayev, who machmas tafkidol im noach shashi, avo akoma yisrael viyargu behem. So the king, mitokev tafkidol, like they say today, because of the king's position, he is obligated to engage in a preemptive strike when necessary in order to protect the people, because that's his job. So with regard to the king, it's a choiva, it's not a mitzvah, lower level, and it's not a reshus. It's a mamish chova. because that's his job as king. And because of this, also shapi umashin is bor le'er midivrei kesef mishneh. It makes very great sense what we explained in an earlier shir, based on the kesef mishneh shemilchama lahatzala einat zricha based in shel ayin alef. That if you are waging a war to protect yourself, you don't need a Beis Din of 71. Mishenilcham oisa hamelech tchila. And the king can start with that. He doesn't have to, right? You're only allowed to be wage a mochemes rishus after you wage a mochemes, the mochemes mitzvah that are necessary. But when it comes to protecting yourself, that is enough of a mitzvah that you don't have to wait until you've fought all your mechamas mitzvah. Melech is nilcham tchila is allowed to start with protecting himself. And protecting himself includes preemptive strikes. And such as a preemptive strike doesn't require a Beis Din of 71, as we discussed at length in a previous shiur. Even though, and this is critical, it's not included in mechamas mitzvah, vis-a-vis the din hakol yotzin, that everybody goes out and nobody's allowed to stay home. Because the din of Akol Yotzin is dependent on the fact that, on whether or not it is a mitzvah on the nation to wage this war. When is it a mitzvah on the nation to wage the war? When it's a war mitzad atzma. When is it a war mitzad atzma? Amalek Shivas Amamin. And protecting yourself, that is a din milchama. So there's a din of akol yotzin. So either it's because it's a milchama mitzad atzma, there's a din of akol yotzin. Or kipshuta, because it's their obligation. Since it's their obligation, hakol yotze. However, einin yinzeh b'mulchemes hatzoleh. We don't have this by a mitzvah of preemptive strikes. It's not their obligation. And it's not a mulchama mitzad atzma. אבל דין בייזן של 71 הוא במשהו רק רשוס אצל המלך. You know when you need 71? When by the king it's רשוס. Then you need 71, he needs רשוס בייזן. But this chov of a preemptive strike is a chov on the king. Therefore he doesn't need a בייזן of 71. And similarly, נלחם בו המלך תחילה, since it's a צריכיה as far as being a melech, and because of this he has to wage this war. And look in the Keren Oira and Saita, there in Daf Mem Dalet, asks from Sanhedrin Mem Test in the Mocham of Sheva Ben Vichri. The Amasa Ashkech L'Rabbana De Pascha De Bimsech De V'lo Yatsu, Mishum Zela Mulchama Mimiyuta Achim V'rakin. That there was a war and they were learning and they patted themselves for Mulchama because they're learning. I was a mechemes mitzvah misani abba aleihem. Zaka they patted themselves, even Tamir Chama have to fight such a war to mechemes mitzvah. So says the Keren Oira, the Kevin Sheikur Meldo Shel Sheva Ben Bichri Haya Bechod Malchus, and we call mechemes mitzvah now. The rebellion of Sheva Ben Bichri was not Kavod Malchus. He was rebelling against the honor of the king, and that means it's not included in mechemes mitzvah, and that's like we're saying, because for the din of Akol Yotzin, we require that it should be an obligation on the nation, and not an obligation on the king. And a war, because of the honor of the king, even though it's a chiyuv on the king, like the Rambam says, 2:5, that you're not allowed to be mezalzel b'chvodo. And we explained in an earlier shir b'siyata d'shmaya, in the chelek aleph of the Sefer, Rabbeinu writes about this in Perakim Allah Ches. Please listen to our shiurim over there. That moired b'malchus beis David is a chiyuv to kill him, and it's not just a reshus like other moired b'malchus. Moired b'malchus beis David is a chiyuv to kill him. Nevertheless, it's only a chiyuv hamelech. But again, in the Lagabi Mochemis Mitzvah da Kolo Yotim, it's not enough. See, here we have a fundamental distinction based on what we learned earlier, that when it comes to the Din of Kol Yotim, there it's not a mitzvah, it's not an obligation for everyone to go out. If it's only the Kavod HaMelech, it's not a mitzvah, the king's problem, but it's not a mitzvah for everybody to go out. However, as far as the king is concerned, since it's his obligation to wage this war, Al Kavodo, or Al preemptive strike to protect the people, so therefore he doesn't have to ask Rishus Beisdin, and he's Nulcham Batchila. Gevaldik. So now for Enferet Divrei Rambam. Then the Reisha, when he was talking about a Mochemes Mitzvah, and he's referring to what he writes in 7:4, that there's a din of Akol Yotzin. So lo kosev al Mochemes shel Ezra Yisrael miatzar shekvar bo aleihem. When he's talking about the din of everybody going out, and that's what he's talking about in the Reisha, when he talks about Mochemes Mitzvah, he only mentions Ezus Yisrael miyatzar shebo aleihem. There he only mentions the inyan of protecting yourself against the enemy. Because only in such an instance is it a Mochama Be'etzem or a Shevasam in Ramolek. So you can't include preemptive strikes in that, because that's not a Mochama Be'etzem. So you can't say that everybody's going out. Mashenkin in the Sefer is explaining what's a Mochemes Rishus. And that's referring to what he writes in the Reisha, that Ein HaMelech Milcham B'Tchila. A Melech is only Milcham B'Tchila, only starts with Mochemes Mitzvah. But not Mochemes Rishus. And for that, the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, you need a Beis Din of 71. So there the Rambam says that what's a Mochemes Rishus Lahagdil Shema? To increase his name. He doesn't include preemptive strikes. Why? Because that's not included in Mochemes Rishus. As far as needing the Rishus of the Beis Din, you don't need Rishus of the Beis Din for that. And Melech is Milcham B'Tchila. There's no steel on the Rambam. Then the Reish is Mashma that preemptive strike is not is a rishus, and the sefer it's mashma that it's a mitzvah. No, he couldn't put it in either category. He couldn't put it in the reisha because in the reisha he's talking about the din of akol yotzim, and preemptive strikes. Not everybody is yotze, so he couldn't include it in the reisha. And he also couldn't include it in the sefer because the sefer is saying you need rishus of the beis din. And Ein HaMelech Milcham B'Tchila. When he talks about Mochemes Rishus, but that's also not true about the Mochama of preemptive strike, because there you don't need Rishus based in Milcham B'Tchila. There's no steer at all, there's also no Hashmata. That's why the Rambam omit it. The Rambam didn't omit it, you can figure it out. You can look at the Rambam. Read it carefully. Because the Rambam writes in the Reisha that it's not included in Mochemes Mitzvah, because he only writes as Yisro Miatzar Shevale. Only that's a Mochemes Mitzvah. But he can't write that it's a Mochemes Rishus, because the Kamadinim has a Din of Mochemes Mitzvah, this preemptive strike. So if the Rambam couldn't write it, it wasn't that he omitted, he just couldn't write it, it didn't fit into either category. I was making two categories here, two blanket categories, Rishus and Mitzvah. And preemptive strike doesn't fit neatly into either of them. Now I can also answer Akasha about why the Gemara says the only nafgamina of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan as to whether preemptive strike is a mitzvah or not, as far as the din of oisik mitzvah, but not a mitzvah. Why don't you say it's a nafgamina whether or not it's a mitzvah?
based on what we said. Now, everybody holds it as a chiyuv. Everybody holds you have to fight it. Can't say the nafkamina is you have to fight it or not. No, everybody holds you have to fight it. Because the king has to fight the preemptive strikes, make the preemptive strikes. So everybody has to do it. Whoever has to go out to war has to fight it. So it's all involved. The only issue is it considered a kiyum mitzvah? And whether or not it's considered a kiyum mitzvah, the nafkamina is a real sick mitzvah, but a mitzvah. We can also answer the kasha that we saw from the Kesef Mishnah that preemptive strike doesn't require a base in a 71. So why isn't that enough kamina? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't require a base in a 71. And a king can fight first, and according to the rabbis, doesn't require. Based on 71 kings, not allowed to fight it first. Based on what we said, no. Even the rabbis agree. Even the rabbis also mechamim shushus agree. Rabbis in the Gemara say it's mechamim shushus. They also agree on 71 nochem amelach chila. Because it's a melach techiv. So it's not going to be an afkamina. An afkamina is going to be the gabi anshim lucham. Gabi yosek mitzvah pat mena mitzvah. Top my rabbis had born in the ilum kisapirim. Baruch Hashem. Still a sach, sach was the dogin. Ach b'zoch to say it. And I thank you so much for listening. Bad volume, how you may hear him, kiss up here and be on and be hearing. Thank God. So please stay tuned for more. So much more to say. Oh my gosh. And this was awesome. Shabbat awesome.